This is a market solution ultimately to one of the biggest health crises that we've ever seen in the history of the world.
Hi, I'm Zach Weissmuller for Reason TV. We are here with Aaron Biebert. He is the director of A Billion Lives, which is a documentary that examines the rise of electronic cigarettes and what he says is the campaign of misinformation against them from public health agencies and regulatory agencies. It's in theaters now. Aaron, thank you very much for talking to us.
Yeah, you bet. Glad to be here.
Whenever you touch the topic of cigarettes or tobacco or nicotine, people get suspicious and they think, who are you working for? Are you a shill?
Right.
So what is the nature of the funding of this movie? Did you get funding from vaping companies, tobacco companies?
It's a studio-funded film. We took no money from any outside organizations, which gave us the freedom to kind of do what we wanted. You know, and with a film called A Billion Lives, it's talking about a billion people dying from cigarettes. Yeah, we definitely did not get any funding from the guys over at the tobacco companies.
Or the vaping companies,
yeah,
to be clear.
Yeah, certainly any outside organizations whatsoever.
The people that are in your film, most of them are not affiliated with a vaping company. A lot of them were on the front lines of the anti-tobacco battle. Could you just kind of, you know, rattle off a few of the names in your movie?
Probably the best example is Dr. Derek Yock, who is the former executive director at the World Health Organization, who is in charge of coming up with all the rules against smoking. He thinks this is outrageous. Dr. Dion Heumann, former president of the World Medical Association. Two top doctors in the world, pretty much, in the movie, along with a lot of other people that they spent their entire careers fighting smoking.
The billion lives statistic is from the World Health Organization, which projects over the next century, a billion people dying early from smoking cigarettes.
Right.
How do you see e-cigarettes reversing that trend?
When I talked to these people that have quit smoking and are now vaping, they said they feel better, it tastes better, it's cheaper. This is a market solution ultimately to one of the biggest health crises that we've ever seen in the history of the world. The reason why I think this will be so successful is because it's working. You know, it's already been successful. I've met thousands of people that have quit. Something like 40 million people right now are using vapor technology. And almost the entire developed world, anyone who got hooked on cigarettes and is having a hard time quitting can ultimately switch to something that's, you know, the Royal College of Physicians said is at least 95% safer.
The official ways to quit smoking are by doing the gum or the patch or maybe hypnotherapy or something like that. So why not just limit it to these things that have actually gone through testing?
The success rate's only like 1 or 2%, you know. And so when I find out, you know, there's a billion people smoking right now, 70% want to quit. That's the stats. But only 1 to 2% of smokers are able to quit with that. I mean, it's just, that's a non-starter. It's not working. You know, it's disturbing to me that when something that is working is being demonized, you know, you gotta start digging deeper. And that's basically what we did in A Billion Lives.
One of the big public health campaigns here is called Still Blowing Smoke. They want to draw that connection between the big tobacco companies and vaping and say that it's all a smoke screen, pun intended, I guess. So what's is your reaction to that campaign?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's straight up propaganda. I mean, just look at the name of it, Still Blowing Smoke. No, people using vapor technologies are not blowing any smoke. Right away, right off, just the name of it is lying to the public. And you watch these ads, and we included them in the movie so that people could see what kind of propaganda is being put out. These guys use $75 million of taxpayer money to run ads, even during the Olympics, primetime ads, lying to people, telling people that their neighbors who are trying to quit smoking are still blowing smoke, and that this is some ploy by big tobacco to get the next generation hooked on cigarettes. That's all of that is lies.
So you don't buy the gateway argument?
Oh, it's ridiculous. No. Smoking for children in the U.S. is at an all-time low, and it is dropping like this. Never before has it been dropping so quickly. And yet, they say this is a gateway. Vaping is being tried by more and more young people instead of smoking. That's something we should celebrate. But if it was true that it was a gateway, as more people were trying vaping, more people would be smoking. That's how it works.
You made a point in the film that it seems like a very basic point, but it seems to be one that people don't understand, which is that nicotine in isolation is not proven to necessarily be harmful, but doctors even don't seem to understand this.
There's a lot of misinformation about that. It's not even true that people don't know. They know exactly all about nicotine because we've been using patches and gum nicotine patches and gum for many, many years. And these things are been researched and researched and researched, and they got FDA approval even for it. So this is not like we don't know what's nicotine.
So your belief is that nicotine is not harmful?
A lot of things are harmful. Water's harmful. I mean, you can drown from it. You can drink too much of it and have your stomach break. I mean, a lot of bad things can happen from water. So nothing really is safe. But I will say this. I mean, if people are drinking coffee out there, that nicotine and caffeine are very similar chemicals. Mm-hmm. Very similar. They both come from plants. They're both stimulants, and they both can be addictive. That's for sure. But nicotine patches and nicotine gum are not something that you see a lot of people just addicted to on their own. Kids don't try nicotine gum and then get hooked on it. It's not as addictive as you'd think. The main thing that's addictive in cigarettes is actually some of the other things that are in there. You know, there's 4,000 plus chemicals in these cigarettes, and a lot of those things add to that whole situation.
The big study knocking e-cigarettes comes from the New England Journal of Medicine, and it says that e-cigarettes put out formaldehyde when they're heated at high levels. Why don't you accept that as a red flag that we should be concerned?
Yeah, that's a totally ridiculous, fraudulent study that was done. And what they did is they put the stuff on too high of a temperature, and it did create formaldehyde, but that's not how people use these devices. So making a study showing how bad something is, but not actually running the study how people would use it, is of course fraudulent.
You would have to heat it to such a large degree that a human being wouldn't be able to inhale it for an extended period of time.
Yeah, the users of these products tell me that this is this thing called dry puff, where it gets so hot it basically burns it. It tastes terrible. They would never do it because it's just literally would be punishing to do it. So, you know, and the study said that people would be doing this multiple times a minute for 75 years straight. And of course that's worse than smoking, because that's just unreasonable and, not how people use it.
The FDA has issued new guidelines to regulate e-cigarettes, and the vapers are not happy. Why not?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not happy because they don't feel like the FDA listened, and they didn't listen. Ultimately, you gotta see there's some sort of an agenda going on there. You find out that the head of the FDA's tobacco division is actually a former lobbyist for the people that make Nicorette gum in the U.S. Mm. Like, come on.
Okay. What don't they like about the regulations
Well, themselves? They said that it's going to close down. I mean, the FDA themselves said about 99% of the products on the market will be put out of business by these regulations. I mean, this is the FDA saying this. So if you're one of the small businesses or the individuals or solopreneurs that decided to kind of help people quit smoking, you want to have a business from it, this is devastating because you no longer have a business.
If we grant your points that e-cigarettes are clearly safer than regular cigarettes, which I am very inclined to grant that point.
Everybody in the world pretty much agrees with that. All scientists agree on that.
What about the more subtle objection from the CDC and some of these other organizations that they're basically invoking the precautionary principle? We might know that cigarettes are more harmful than e-cigarettes, but we don't know what the harms of e-cigarettes are on a long-term basis.
That's absolutely malpractice. I mean, if you're a medical person and there's something you know is terrible. I mean, we've seen cancer and a lot of other devastating diseases that if something happens, you know, like chemotherapy, that hurts people. I know people that have died from chemotherapy, but we still give it to patients because it's better than dying from cancer. Okay, in this case, they know it's better than smoking. They know this. Everyone would agree, but you want to wait and see. You want to wait and see when harm could be reduced. 1 billion people are dying this century from it, but we want to wait and see. How many years do we want to wait and see? That's ridiculous.
What do you think would be the best way for public health agencies and regulators to proceed from this point? And then what do you think is actually going to happen given your read of the situation?
If I was a regulatory agency, I would use the precautionary principle on myself, saying I need to be careful before doing anything that could hurt people. And banning a product that people are using to quit smoking is harming people, because if you can't have an alternative and you can't quit, you're going to keep smoking. So I would say we need to wait and see before banning it. What's ultimately happening is 99% of these products will be banned in the next year or so. And
do you think there's any hope of overcoming that? And what might that look like?
Well, I think there is hope. I really do believe that. But ultimately, we need the public to wake up to what's happening, because people are dying because of some very interesting entrenched relationships and funding sources, and people are dying from that. You can't sit there and watch bad things happen. You have to get involved before there's no one left. You know, before, you know, ultimately these big organizations are just running all over everybody. We got to fight now.
The film is A Billion Lives. Go to abillionlives.com to find out how to get tickets. Aaron Biebert, thank you very much for talking to us.
Glad to be here.
For Reason TV, I'm Zach Weissmuller.